It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show is all about you. We seek out and interview C-level executives, business leaders, and celebrities from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Stay tuned for tonight's incredible edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain many, many insights into, I'm going to keep it under wraps. Stay tuned. Get ready what you're about to hear. This is a real treat. First, some thank yous. Special thank to Chris behind the board. Thank you. Always great to work with you at ABC. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer. Meira Bauman, the show's content creator. Surly Saflis, who handles video production. And the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group that plays a great support role for the show. Also, special thank you to tonight's sponsor, Zallers, Zallers.com. More about that later in the program. Special thank you to last week's guest, Sylvia Di Giusto, executive image consultant, speaker, and author of The Image of Leadership, How Leaders Package Themselves to Stand Out for the Right Reasons. The podcast is available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com, and of course the podcast of all the previous shows, the one with Captain Sully Sullenberger, the one with Dan Sullivan, President of Strategic Coach, Matt Britton, CEO of MRY, John Hewitt, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service. That's probably a good one to listen to before April 15th. Jim Malcolm, president of Rico North America. Steven Sadov, CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. All these are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. You'll see their photo, their bio. Just click on it, and it automatically takes you to their iTunes link. Excuse me. Well, tonight's show is brought to you by Zallers, the most trusted and innovative brand in the health food industry. To visit more about them and what they can do for your health, visit Zallers.com. With us live in studio, we have none other than Jenna Wolf, TV journalist and lifestyle and fitness expert. Some background about a very distinguished guest. Jenna has been sharing her passion for fitness and fun with America for over two decades. She was the first lifestyle and fitness correspondent on NBC's Today Show. More about that in a bit. Jenna is the author of this amazing book, Thinner in 30. We're not going to talk about that. I need to read it. We're going to get to that in a bit. And it's all open. This is going to be a great conversation, folks. Thinner in 30. You don't have to be 30 years old. You could be younger. You could be older. It's thinner in 30 days. Small changes that add up to big weight loss in just 30 days. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to walk away with real takeaways on leading a healthier and more productive lifestyle, ways to work out in the office, how to maintain healthy eating habits, and small changes that you could make that will go a long way in your weight loss efforts. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Jenna Wolf. Jenna?
Yay! Sit down, everybody. Down. Sit down. In the back, you guys are fine. Sit down. We're all good. We're going to get going. That is
quite an introduction.
You're
very welcome.
I almost don't deserve it. And you had to make me feel incredibly insecure by reading off the list of wonderful people you had on before
me. Well, you'll be added to the list.
I cannot wait. Thank you for having me.
Chris and Pesach are amazed. They thought the first thing you say is jump up and down. Let me see how many push-ups you could do.
Not an Army sergeant unless you ask for it. If you ask for it, I will be that person, and happily.
The first question that's on everyone's mind is, this show is all about getting people ahead in the business world. And how does exercise, play a role over here? Or let's turn it around. How important is it for an executive, someone in business, to be in fit, in good physical shape?
Well, I mean, let's just put it this way. If you don't work, nothing around you works, right? It starts and it ends with you as a person. That means sleeping well. That means eating well. That means treating your body well. If you don't have the energy to get through the day, if you don't have the energy to work 13 straight hours, if you don't have the wherewithal to put good fuel in your system, you get no energy out. And that's a very sort of almost corny way of saying it, but you become so much more productive when your system is working at you know, perfect capacity. And that only happens when you take care of yourself, right? You put hours and hours and hours and years into building your career. You work at really sort of cruddy jobs when you're young to try to build this foundation. Why not do the same thing for your body? Because at the end of it, when you're sitting on that deathbed, you don't look back and regret the time you didn't spend it. You regret not having 20 years of your life back that maybe you could have done something a little different. So it goes hand in hand. If you're going to put all that work into making yourself the best you can be at work, at your career, you might as well do it with your body as well. Because if work doesn't work, your body could still work. But if your body doesn't work, work is never, your career is never going to work out.
Now, are there any workouts that can easily be done at a desk? Many people have, you know, blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs. They're at a desk.
Yeah.
What could they do?
I could give you, you tell me any spot, you right now, okay? So you're sitting there right now.
I'm going to get it. We're on the radio, but I'm ready. My wife, by the way, is so happy about this interview, Jenna. Thank you.
You tell me where she is at whatever time, and I can give you a workout for her. And what does that mean? That means what has happened in this world is we have come to rely on all these gizmos and gadgets and classes and gyms and exercise DVD. We've come to rely on all these things that they become excuses for us, right? Well, I'd love to work out, but I'm nowhere near a gym, so I guess I won't work out today, right? Or, gosh, I'd love to work out, but I'm sort of stuck here at the desk. I don't have 60 minutes, right. So we don't work out, right? Or you're on the radio talking to this lunatic who they think is going to have you do push-ups, so you're not going to work out. There's so many things you can do, and really, it's just about moving your body and getting yourself moving. So, for example, I'll give you something that's so easy. We're sitting at a desk right now. You can do this. No one will even know you're doing it. You know, sort of roll yourself up to the front part of the desk. Put your hands underneath your desk so your hands are flat underneath. Mm-hmm. And with your body sort of straight up, not leaned against the back of the chair, I want you to push up against this desk as hard as you've ever done in your life. Wow. Engage your bicep, your chest, your core for 30 seconds, not just one, as hard as you've ever done, and then let go. And do that three more times. You will feel an entire burn in your upper body. Is it the same thing as running a half marathon? No. But what it's doing is it's getting you from doing nothing to the point where when you are able to have the time to do a workout, you're not starting from scratch. You know, things like that. Things like getting up and walking. Things like trying to lift both your legs off the ground while you're standing up, while you're sitting in your chair without leaning back, engaging your core. Little tiny things you can do to get you from A to Z without having to just give up on working out completely.
The voice that you hear is that of Jenna Wolf. Her book...
I think you're going to like this book.
This is incredible. Thinner in 30, small changes that add up to big weight loss in just 30 days. And I want to encourage the listeners, stay tuned for this full hour because you'll be jumping up and down. That's literally. But get ready for some incredible tips and secrets on how you can leverage. What I love about this is that she's talking about leveraging what you're doing anyways or using the time you're doing anyways. Because that's one of the big impediments to getting ahead in life is that, well, I need to do this and this and that in order to make it all work.
You're exactly right. What you just said is perfect. What we do is we say January 1st comes, right? We have to join a gym. We have to lose the weight. We have to hire a trainer. We have to sign up for classes. We have to get
new
food.
And if any of those things don't work out,
then
boom.
Scratch the whole thing. Forget it. We'll start again next year. That's not how it works. I want to take the life you're already living and just tweak that. Because that's how you create sustainability.
Amazing.
I don't want you to change your life. It's too hard. We're older already. We've got our lives. It's all regimented, right? So take what you're already doing. I will tweak it ever so slightly. And that is how you're going to be able to stick with something. So that's what the book is about. It's taking one small, tiny, tiny thing that you can do to change your life every day. Easy things. So on day one, you do one change. And then that's all you do the whole day. I don't care whatever else you do. Day two, you do the second thing. I don't care whatever else you do, and you do day one and two. Day three, you do three things. And after a month, before you realize it, you've changed in a way that it doesn't even feel like you have really overturned everything or overhauled everything. It's just part of your life. And I don't care if it's you or your wife or this college kid or my mom or whoever it is. I'm giving you things you can do with the life you're already living. Because change overnight is near impossible at this point. But change over the course of time works, and that's how it happens.
Amazing. Now, Jenna was gracious enough to, we're going to be giving away one copy of her book. For listeners of Mind Your Business, all you have to do is send a text 66866, the word bottom line, as one word, bottom line, 66866, you automatically entered. But there's only one winner. Everyone else got to buy it. Where is it available? Where could they get it?
So you can go on my website, jennawolf.com.
How do you spell it?
J-E-N-N-A-W-O-L-F. F-E. I might as well do it like I'm talking to an operator. W-O-L-F like Frank, E like elephant, .com.
It works. We want people to buy the book.
I have workouts on there. The kind of workouts I do is for people who don't want to join a gym, who don't have the financial means, the time, the energy, the wherewithal, the knowledge. You don't want to join a gym. I know. I understand that. Here's something you can do in a hotel room, in your living room, in your bathroom, for all I care.
Amazing.
All you need is a tiny little drop of space and some wit and some wisdom and a little bit of willpower. That's all you really need, and I'm going to tell you whatever else you can do for low impacts, for high impact, whatever it is you want to do. And that's where I came up with all my stuff. At the Today Show, I worked like a crazy person. I was so rarely in town for more than 3 days in a row, there was no point in me joining a gym. And I got it, and I heard it from people. Well, I just don't have time to go for 60 minutes. Okay, you don't want to go to the gym, I'll bring the gym to you. This way, whatever your excuse is, let me tell you why that's not an excuse. Because if I could do it with a one-year-old and a two-year-old at home, with, you know, a partner who's traveling like crazy, with a household that can rival like any Seinfeld episode. Like, it's a disaster every day just getting out of my house. I never even know where I'm wearing pants. Like, I have no idea. It's so crazy. If I can do it, I promise you, you can do it. You are not any busier than I am. And the truth is, we all have 24 hours in a day, right? You do. Bill Gates does. The Dalai Lama does. My mom does. It's what you do with those 24 hours. So if those guys can become successful, you can be successful. If they have time, if Oprah has time, if the craziest, the busiest people in the world have time, there's no reason why you can't find time.
Amazing. Now let's talk about when traveling. Most business people
sure.
are traveling. How could someone maintain their exercise regimen while traveling?
Same way you do it when you're here. You just have to actually do it. So for the most part, I have come up with these exercises that you can do in your hotel room. Mm-hmm. I don't rely on a gym ever. If there's a gym, fantastic. Make it make it a part of your trip. Make it a part of what you're doing. Put it in your calendar as, well, I have a 10 a.m. Business meeting. Mm-hmm. Well, at 8 a.m. in your calendar, go into your phone and put it in there, because when people see it written down, it's
That's
something
right.
they do.
It's accountable.
Right. 8 a.m. I have to be at the gym, or I have to be at a local SoulCycle class, or I'm going to do this workout from Jenna's website, W-O-L-F like Frank, E like elephant.
Excellent.
That one. Put it in your calendar as something you absolutely have to do and force yourself to do it. Don't make it an option. Well, I'm on the road, so I can eat terribly and I don't have to move. Well, what does that mean? Accountability is with you everywhere. It's not just at home. So if you can force yourself to do that, have the discipline. If you have the discipline to get on a plane and go
That's
to a
right.
business meeting
everything
somewhere,
else is there.
Everything else is already laid out for you. This has to be part of your discipline.
In your book, you recommend taking 10,000 steps per day.
Seems obscene, right? It's a lot. It seems like
I'll
a lot
I'll tell you
of
what
steps.
I did.
Okay, here
the
we go.
The book arrived a couple of weeks ago, and we prepared, of course, because to have a guest like you, we prepare. And I started doing that. My office is approximately a 27-minute walk from my home.
Okay.
I discipline myself. Of course, we got with the iPhone. It comes out. It's like 3,700 steps. I try to do – obviously, if I walk there, my car's home, so it's great. I got to do the round trip thing.
Absolutely.
So there I got 7,500 steps. So I you'll be proud, I worked it into my schedule, meaning I just like, okay, I'm leaving the car at home, so I'm just going to walk to the office, meaning forget about going to Marine Park and trying to run around the track. It's not happening. There's never time, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Here I'm just leaving the house 27 minutes earlier than you. If you're going by car anyways, it's 10, 15 minutes.
You're right.
So I added 20 minutes, whatever, 12 minutes. Okay, so I started doing that, and I see that I can get perhaps to 10,000.
Did you, out of curiosity, you didn't get fired doing that?
No.
You didn't get docked in pay at all from anyone, right? You didn't.
No.
You didn't lose now sight of where your
negatives.
Job was.
No.
No. None of those things happened because you worked working out into your day.
Yes.
If anything, did you have a little bit more energy? Did you feel a little better about yourself?
Now you get into the positive. Positive is all positive, and I'm not just saying that because of the. First of all, I got to listen to inspiration that I was looking forward to. That there wasn't time. I got that. Got a chance to think about operations.
Yes.
Definitely felt better. Pesach knows the times when I just let it go, and just over the, a little more schleppy, if we'll say, But here, just like, boom, he's like, watch out. Uh-oh, he must have walked to the office today.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a negative way. I'm saying momentum, positive.
And it didn't require you to take some ridiculous soul cycle class where you had to stuff yourself like sausages into little spandex pants. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to join some aerobics class or get on a machine where gosh knows
happening.
How that works. It wasn't going to happen for you.
Right.
So you had to take the life you were already living
and
find a way to make something work. So now what did you get out of it? You got some you time, which none of us ever get you time, where you got to listen to what you want and do what you want and just feel like you're sort of rejuvenated a little bit, right? day. Right. And guess what? You got 4.5 miles of walking in. And if I told you, tomorrow I want you to walk 4.5 miles, that would loom over your head all day. Yes. So now you got home at almost 8,000 steps. Now you have to find a way to get those extra 2,000. And that's either...
Well, Esther's listening, so...
Whatever it is you have to do, walking around your house, taking a bathroom break, a water break on a different floor, make it happen for you.
Just in case you didn't hear about the offer, Jenna is giving away one copy of her book. Again, you could buy it Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or
JennaWolf.com.
But we do have one book for a very lucky winner. You could join that giveaway by texting 66866, the word bottom line as one word, bottom line to 66866. You'll automatically be entered in order to win that book. What's I know we're talking about this from so many different angles, but what's the most quick and effective workout one can do? You know, snap your fingers, boom,
yep.
Boom.
Easy. Ready. Easy, easy. Here's the answer. It's not maybe, it's not I'm not sure, it's not it could be. The answer to your question is this workout that I put together called a pyramid, okay? It takes 10 minutes. It works every muscle in your body. It's 10 exercises. You're going to decrease in difficulty and decrease in reps and increase in difficulty. So as you go down, you're doing less and less, but they're getting harder and harder.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 10 exercises. The first exercise, you do 100 reps. Then you do 90 reps of the second one, 80 reps of the third one, 70 reps, 60, until you're down to 10. Again, takes 10 minutes. You'll burn 100 calories just like that, and you'll work every muscle in your body. And then as you get good at it, you can change up all different exercises. Now, I do this in a classroom. I do this in my hotel room right next to my bed. I get up. I do this when my kids are napping at home, when I can't. Right. No one's at home. I can't leave the house. Where am I going to do this?
Right.
I do it in my bedroom when the kids think I'm at work. Like, I've done this at work. I've literally gone into a conference room and done this. It's a pyramid. It's on my website. I could, when you have 2 seconds, I can write down what the 10 exercises are. I could email them to all your viewers. It is so super simple in the way it's done, and it's so incredibly effective.
What day is it listed in your book?
So we work up to it,
okay.
Right? Because I don't want to throw something crazy at you. Right. So at the end of every week, and this book is not a fitness book, right? Because you're not going to pick up, knowing you now for almost 12 minutes, because
right?
we go way
yes.
back, you and I, you're not going to pick up this book, and I'm not going to say, here, I want you to do this 60-minute workout. That's not how life works, right? No one goes from A to 1,000. That's comparing apples and oranges. So you're going to work towards it. So at the end of every week, I give you first a 15-minute workout. At the end of the next week, it's 30 minutes. Then at the next week, 45. And the last thing you're going to do is a 60-minute workout. And then it becomes part of you. I want this to weave itself into your DNA. I want you to say, you know, a month ago I couldn't do this, and now I can, because I sort of snuck up on me. I worked my way up to it. So it gets to it a little bit later in the book.
Now, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but when we have you back on the show, how many pounds do you want me to lose?
I want you to lose. You want me to tell you?
We're on the air here. My wife's listening.
Listen, girls are different from guys.
Okay.
I don't know if I would tell you this if you were a woman asking me, because I don't know. Okay. But if you're a guy, I'm going to tell you, looking at you,
okay,
you would feel much more comfortable and have a ton more energy if you probably took 20 pounds off.
Okay.
And maybe even
pace
more.
Up.
I don't
you
know, but
do
20 pounds
like,
is
why
are
you guys
are.
All laughing? Come on.
Everybody sit down in the back. You guys stop rip-roaring.
Behave.
Quit howling back there.
I think I'm going to have to take a commercial break to settle down what's going on back there.
No, but and I mean that not because I don't care so much about the weight. I care about your health. Right. And the less weight that you carry around with you, the better everything works. The better you work, the better you sleep, the better you move, the better you function. All of it becomes easier when you're carrying around less weight and when you're healthier.
What people love about this show, the Mind Your Business show, is that everything is so practical. And tonight, this show with Jenna Wolf, everything you're making, it's so practical. It's incredible.
So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you, I've taken every single thing I know about health and fitness across every demographic, men, women, old, young, business,
not just 30s,
every age group. And I've narrowed everything down to 4 tips. Right, you can join and sign up for every workout in the world, every class in the world, every diet in the world. You can spend $1,000 a month. You can spend food services, whatever it is. If you do the following 4 things, that's it.
Okay.
It is guaranteed to lose weight. I guarantee you, it is not like it might happen or it may happen. This will 100% happen. All you have to do is 4 things, okay? So I'm going to tell you what they are.
Ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Number one, water. First thing in the morning when you wake up, I want you to drink 20 sips of water. It's about 8.5 ounces. I don't know what your morning routine is. I don't know if you get up fishing.
That's
I don't know if you sit in a bathtub with donuts. Like, you need to get up and drink 20 sips of water. That means count them, right? I don't want you to count cups or ounces. That's crazy. Nuts. Right. Swallow 20 times. That's how I know you're drinking at least 9 ounces.
Okay.
It'll fill you up. you're dehydrated from not having had anything in your system the whole night, right? This is going to get your metabolism going. You can start, and then that's how you're going to get yourself on your way towards drinking a lot of water during the day. Okay. That's it, number one. Number two, no simple carbs after 6 p.m. No white bread, no white crackers, no white rice, no sugar after 6. 5:58, you can eat a baguette. You eat till your heart's content. 6:00, no more. Okay, here's why.
Fair enough.
Right? We spend all day. We work so hard to be so good at the job, at the family, at the responsibilities, at our diets. Nighttime comes and we're exhausted. And we let our guard down and we go out for dinner and the bread basket comes. And you vacuum the carbs into your system. You don't even order apps. You have now sucked and suctioned the carbs into your system. So lay off the carbs when you're doing your most damage. You will save so many calories. That's number two. No simple carbs. You can have a baked potato. You can have brown rice. Okay. But nothing white. Okay, that's number two. Number three, you're already doing it. 10,000 steps a day. So I know that no matter what, you're walking 4.5 miles. And last but not least, keep a food log. Find someone else, maybe your wife. I don't know if your wife has to lose weight or wants to change your system. I know everyone in my life wants to.
Sure.
Write down every last morsel of food you put in your mouth. I don't want you to change anything. You just write it down. Eat whatever you want. Write it down. At the end of the night, I want you to email it to your wife or to your friend or to a group of friends or to all your listeners. Okay? You will see that over the course of just 3 days, you will end up making your own changes. You might not have pecan pie for dessert. Maybe you'll have the fruit because other people are going to be looking at it. I don't know if you look like a pecan pie kind of guy. I don't know if that's anything kosher, but I'm just telling you, you will change. And that's how you do it. Four things. Walk 10,000 steps, drink 20 sips of water in the morning, no simple carbs after 6, and keep a food diary. You do that for 1 month. If you do it for 2, there's a 1,000% guarantee. You do it for 1, there's like 100% guarantee you're losing weight. I could not have made it easier for you.
Oh, man. We're speaking with Jenna Wolf, TV journalist and lifestyle and fitness expert right here on Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftalis on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC, the legendary 77 WABC. Special thank you to tonight's sponsor, Zellers, the most trusted and innovative brand in the health food industry. To find out more about what they can do for your health, visit Zellers.com, Zahlers.com. Also, a special reminder, Jenna Wolf, my guest tonight, is giving away one free copy of her new book. What's the exact name of it?
Thinner and 30. I think that you have an impasse against saying it because you don't want to believe that you can actually change your life in 30 days.
And it's such a
great
point.
You guys don't realize in the commercial break, he's like, oh, that thinner and 29. No, it's thinner and 30. He's like, I love that thinner and 31. I was like, you need to wrap your head around 30
thinner
days.
Thinner and 30. And in case you're just tuning in, you can't miss even another minute of this interview, and certainly the previous segment of this incredible program, it will all be available within a couple of days. We know usually by Tuesday morning the podcast is up. All you have to do is go to wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com, and there is going to be a treat for this one. We are going to have a highlights video, which will be ready usually 2-3 weeks after the actual episode airs. And it will be there, so you get to see this in action and, of course, see the highlights. But again, Jen is giving away one copy. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, the word bottom line as one word, bottom line 66866, and you're automatically entered to win a free copy of her brand new book. Well, tell us about your experience as the first lifestyle and fitness correspondent. A correspondent on the Today Show.
So, you know, morning television is its own breed, right? Yeah. It's a complete, and people don't always realize it, it's a complete different audience than primetime TV, than daytime TV. You know, you have a cross between people that are getting up and getting out of their house within an hour, and they want to put on the show and get just a cross-section of everything that's happening
right,
real
quick. Right, because they're under pressure
to get
the train.
To get out. The second wave comes in, and those are generally people who either are going to work later or are stay-at-home.
Right.
Work from home, stay at home, whatever it is. The news gets a little bit looser, and now it's news you can use, takeaway things, whatnot. And the crux of what they want for the most part is, how do I make my life better? You know, what small, easy things can I do every day to help me with what I'm already doing to work better, move better, feel better, sleep better? And I got to come in and do this amazing job where I got to do fitness tips and health tips and diet tips. And that's what people want. And that morning show audience, I mean, they're just craving that. And you could say it five different ways and they'll ask for a sixth, right? We want, it's generally a similar message repackaged. And I got to find a really creative way to do it every day.
Well, what's amazing is that, and I see you have it wired in your DNA, and it's so... We're a marketing firm. I do, you know, leverage. I try to leverage everything that's going on, and I love your approach. The approach of that, you know, and of course taking it to weight loss and physical exercise, and that is go within everything that you're doing. Here you are on the Today Show. You just work within your natural DNA, the way you're made up, to just use that opportunity. The viewers are looking for that at that hour. I love that approach.
Thank you.
I love that. It's so. It's the way to get things done.
It is the way to get things done. We got great feedback, and it turns out that's really what people wanted, right? People love transformation. They love before and after. We are a society that loves the before picture and the after picture.
Yep.
What gets lost sometimes is getting from before and after. No one really cares about the middle picture. I love the middle. That's where I come in. I love the journey. You know, you get to sit at home on your couch and watch the before and after. I'm going to take you through the journey. And there are not many people that love doing that. I love doing that. Mm. Come with me. Let's go for 6 months and we'll see you back in 6 months and I'll show you the after, right? I love that middle, sometimes ugly, painful, like annoying period, getting from A to Z. So it doesn't, you know, there aren't many people that want to do that. I wanted to go on TV and I wanted to talk about that middle part.
You know, it's amazing. I also want to remind the listeners, a few weeks back, we had the privilege of speaking with Julia Waller, unique ability coach and specialist at strategic coach, and the entire show is about unique ability. Now, of course, it had to do with the strengths in the workforce. Some people are more cut out to be in sales. Some are cut out to be in whatever, but it's leveraging the unique ability. Here, the passion that you bring to what you do, it's squarely within your unique ability.
Yeah, and I love doing it, right? I know how to do it. I want to do it. I want to get better at it, and I love doing it. And it never goes out of style, right? I mean, we've always, from the beginning of time, wanted to better ourselves.
Yep.
Either some decades you wanted to get plumper, some you wanted to get thinner, some you wanted to get healthier, some we wanted to sleep better. Whatever it is, there's always a need and a drive to better ourselves as humans. And, of course, we're today in a society where we want to either lose weight, get healthier, or embark on the journey of somewhere in between the two.
Now, let's talk about the book itself, Thinner in 30.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like an obvious answer, but what inspired you to write it? And when was that aha moment? I'm going to write this book and help people.
Sure. So I have two little babies at home. I have a 13-month-old and a 2.5-year-old.
Cute.
I had the 2.5-year-old, and I had her when she was zero. She wasn't 2.5 when I had her. And then luckily, or somehow it happened, my body bounced back. It was nothing. It was easy. It was fine. The second child I had a little bit more of a tougher time with. It wasn't coming off that easily. I had to actually work for it. For the first time in my life, I felt, I don't like to say heavy, but I felt like I was walking around in a state of discomfort. And I was already thinking of writing a book, and it changed sort of, and it became, all right, you know what? For the first time, I actually need to do this. Now, I don't have the time, the money, the energy, the wherewithal to spend 6 hours at a gym every day. And guess what? Neither do you, and neither does she, and neither does he, neither do my parents nor my friends. No one has it anymore. So what can I do to help people? So I took every single thing I know about health and wellness and fitness and sleep and decompressing and all of it, and I sliced it into 30 little pieces. So every day I hand you the slightest, easiest, doable, bite-size piece. That's all you have to do is take that tiny little piece and do something with it. If I took the whole package and handed it to you, you would have no idea what to do with it. You'd be done in 3 days. Right? That's why resolutions never work. But if I slice it up into 30 little pieces and hand you one little piece every day, it's like your boss handing you a new deadline or a new guest is coming on your show. So it's something new that fell in your lap. You make it work in your life and you can handle it. If I said you got to interview 400 people tomorrow, it's so overwhelming, you'd never be able to do it. If I said one person, that you could do. The same exact logic applies to your health. That's where I came up with it. So I said 30 chapters. It's so super easy. I give you one thing every day. And then after 30 days, you've basically changed every part. And again, not just fitness, not just diet, not just health, not just sleep. But you need a combination of all of it to make you the best you can be. And that sounds so corny, but no, it's true. That's how you work. That's how you work your best. And everything around you works better when you work your best.
You know, by the way, I appreciate it. You make me proud of the way I wrote my book. 76 chapters.
Yeah.
Also, bites of each chapter is 3-4 pages. Boom.
Why do you think I said I was going to read it? I mean, granted, there are no pictures in it, and the font is really small. But other than that, right away, didn't I tell you? I was like, you know what? This could really help me because they're short chapters.
Thank you. Let's talk about the negative side of being overweight. What are some ways that poor health and a weak lifestyle regimen can actually harm a person?
The problem is that we don't always see the negative effects today. If you saw the negative effects today, people would change sooner. Unfortunately, you see the negative effects when you're, I don't know, a little bit later in life, when you're 50, when you're 60, when you're 70, and by then, oh, it's too late. By the time your cholesterol is through the roof because you spent your 20s, 30s, and 40s eating whatever you want because you weren't gaining weight, by the time you're 70 and your knees are killing you and you might need a hip replacement, it's too late because you didn't make your bones and your ligaments and your muscles stronger when you were in your 30s. You have to put the work in now. If you had a little bit of money where you didn't have to stress out at all about getting a job and you kind of pitskied your life away and you did whatever you want, the little things, all of a sudden you'd wake up when you were 50 and you'd have no savings and nothing to show for it. You didn't spend the last 20 years working on building the foundation of your career, right? You'd have nothing later on in life. But apply that same logic to your body, right? If you don't put the time in now, you don't get that back later on.
Right.
This is the one thing, and I will say this 20 times, and I don't care how many times you ask me, I will answer it the same way. And this is the most important thing I tell anyone. This isn't dress rehearsal. This is your life. You don't get to wake up in 30 years and say, okay, I screwed up that one. Let me start over. Re-rack it. This isn't the lottery. You don't win a new lease on life. This is your life. You get one shot in one body. And the body you're born into is the same body you're going to die with, right? So whatever you do to that body is completely on you. The way you feed it, the way you move it, the way you take care of it, it's only the only thing you have. It's no dress rehearsal. This is the main performance. So if you're going to screw around now, I promise you, you will pay for it later on in life in high cholesterol, in blood pressure, heart disease, bad knees, bad hips, whatever it is. You don't want to pay for it then. So you may not see it now. Put the time in now so that when you get to that point, you are sailing through while everyone else around you is having a hard time.
Wow. Now, what are some ideas of foods that are easy to prepare and kind of bring to work? Again, this is a business show.
Right.
That we know they're busy running out of the house. Kind of a quick suggestions for a good, quick, non-heavy maintenance preparation type of food.
So the big, ugly secret for me is that I have no idea how to cook. It's not that I don't have an idea. I'm just terrible at it.
Okay.
I literally cannot cook, even for my children. It's a disaster every day. I'm on the second and third meal because I was born without the gene that lets you put food together. I can gather.
Okay.
I can prepare. But making from scratch is not something I don't think I'll ever be able to do. So I rely on quick, easy, throw-together foods. And a lot of them is based around protein, right? Protein is going to help keep your energy up. Protein is going to help you feel fuller. Protein is going to help you feel stronger. So even if it's a can of tuna, if it's a can of salmon, if it's shaved like turkey breast on a wrap that you can throw together in 10 seconds. If it's, you know, what do you call it? The string cheese.
Okay.
Wrap one of those up in like a little wrap or something. Kay. Anything that will give you protein, peanut butter, almond butter, sustainable foods like that, that will really make you feel fuller longer. Those are the foods that I rely on.
Okay. Do you recommend calorie counting?
I don't. I don't want you to do anything that's hard. You know, I just met you, and you don't strike me as the kind of guy that's going to sit and count your calories.
No.
You don't want to. So why am I going to make you do something you don't want to do? So what did I do? I turned it into no simple carbs after 6, because you will save so many calories doing that, you won't need to count your calories. You count your calories, you'll be done with this in 3 days, like I always say. It's not going to last, and we want to work on things that'll last.
As a regular part of business life, we know many business people go out to lunch, dinner. Now, again, if it's after 6 o'clock, you already discussed what to do. Any advice in general on how to eat healthy while you know, maintaining a regular, robust business schedule and all the meetings and lunch and dinner meetings that go with it?
Number one, first thing you do when you sit down at a table, I want you to drink an entire glass of water. As I say that, you are picking up water to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And not 4 sips. I want you to drink 20 sips of water when you sit down. It's going to be inconspicuous. No one's going to see you're doing it. You just sit down. You take the water on the table. Drink 20 sips. Now, what that does, it's going to curb your appetite right off the bat. It's going to fill you up. You don't look strange bringing your own lunch and Tupperware to a business luncheon at all, okay? If that is absolutely impossible, then I want you to carry an apple with you in your bag. And before you leave for your lunch, eat an entire apple. It's got enough fiber in it that it'll actually curb that appetite a little bit, just enough so you're not ravenous when you get to a meal.
See, even though I'm sorry to interrupt, but I know when I've done the apple trick, okay, but then like 45 minutes later, I feel hungry.
Well, no, I want you to do this right before you go to
lunch.
Before
the meal, right. Before that.
Before
that
the meal. Yeah, this isn't a meal replacement.
Okay.
If I was going to give you a meal replacement, I'd want protein with that.
Right. Okay.
Apple and cheese, apple and peanut butter, apple and salmon. Okay.
But I mean, the fact that it makes me hungry, I shouldn't worry about that. It's starting to fill me up.
This is the same thing the water is going to do, because you want to know what to do if you have to go out to eat.
Right.
This is what I want. Or you're going, you and your wife are going out on Thursday night for a big dinner or a cocktail party where there's a bunch of hors d'oeuvres coming around. You drink as much water as you can before you go out. You will see the difference. You will end up actually eating less because you will feel full and not realize it. Number one. Number two, and these are things you can do without anyone noticing you're doing them. That's why I'm giving them to you. Number two, I want you to chew your food 20 times before you swallow. Okay? A lot of guys will throw something in their mouth, chew 2 times, swallow. You won't even feel the effect of being full. You won't even know it until it's too late and you've already consumed so many more calories. But if you chew your food, you give your appetite a chance to catch up to your brain, and now you're going to eat less. You're going to start thinking about it. It's going to seem crazy to you at your first meal. By 3 weeks in, I do it without even thinking about it. I'm chewing my food so much that by the time I actually finish, I'm not ready for seconds. You feel full. Because if you wait 20 minutes after you eat and don't eat anything, you will feel full. No one waits the 20 minutes because they feel like they're still hungry, so they keep eating. So the only way to do that is to chew and eat slower.
We're speaking with Jenna Wolf, TV journalist and lifestyle and fitness expert, right here on 77 WABC. Her incredible book is called, and that's why I usually bring along a copy, but it's in the office for a lucky winner, Thinner in 30, Small Changes That Add Up to Big Weight Loss in Just 30 Days. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807 extension 3505 or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind your business right here on 77 WABC. Chris, the legendary 77 WABC. Got to do it right. Listen, it's an honor to be on the show. Tonight we have the incredible privilege of having Jenna Wolf in studio, the author of Thinner in 30, Small Changes That Add Up to Big Weight Loss in Just 30 Days. And as I told her, my wife Esther is tuned in, and I'm going to be held accountable
for every last one of those
changes. Really. And do we have to really have this video, this highlight video? I mean, everyone has to see me here.
Yep.
But you know what? God willing, at the video that's shot in 30 days, I know the audience is going to be expecting a difference.
Well, and me. I will expect a difference.
That is
also
fantastic. Okay. That is fantastic. Question, are there any apps that you would recommend that would help a business individual stick to their healthy lifestyle?
Yes, so I'm actually on the advisory board of my favorite app. I found it. I loved it. I tweeted about it. They contacted me. I was like, fantastic. And then it's part of what I used in accordance, in addition to everything else I was doing. It's called Lose It, L-O-S-E, Lose It, I-T. It's basically a food logging app. But what they do is I'm extremely competitive. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners, business, are very competitive as well. They set up these challenges. You get points based on different ways that you live your life. You get points for how many vegetables you eat, fruit you eat, how much you exercise, calories you burn, weighing yourself, and logging your meals. So no one has an advantage over everyone else. You pair up with someone else. You're a team of two. And then there's maybe 10 teams in a challenge, and you go for 3 weeks. And every night you check out where your points are. You don't even think about the fact that you're losing weight because you're eating so many vegetables.
Wow.
And at the end of it, you see where you are. Now, for me, that worked like a charm. I love challenges just like that. And it became so competitive that it's something I think your listeners could listen.
What's the actual app?
Lose It, L-O-S-E-I-T. Chris knows it, not in his head back there. He's like an Adonis back there.
Another topic you discuss in the book is sleep. How much sleep should someone be getting? And we're not, again, we know business people sometimes kind of burn the midnight oil, but at the end of the day, the body needs, craves sleep. Talk about it.
Look, sleep is, it's the single most important thing you can do for yourself, and it's the single last thing we ever do for ourselves, right? We always make sleep the last priority. We'll do everything we need to do before we go to sleep, right?
And we have a joke in the house, I'm too tired to go to sleep.
I'm too tired, too much to do. I don't have time for, who has time to sleep, right? I mean, look, I have two babies at home. I haven't slept since 1984. It's crazy. Look, would I love you to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep? Yes. Nobody in their right mind today is pretty much getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep, but you need to try to get as much as you can. It actually affects the way you perform on a daily basis, the amount of sleep you get. You need that restorative sleep. You need to get your body back to where it was. It needs its rest. You just have to force yourself to do things like, again, put it in your calendar, set an alarm for when you need to shut that TV off, put the work away, and go to bed. It's not something that happens overnight. Like everything else in life, it's something that takes practice and time, and you got to work that into your already busy daily life.
Any tips on effectively managing stress?
So the way I deal with stress is like you, like people that have a ton of business going on in their lives, we are juggling and multitasking and trying to balance. So how do you do that effectively? What you need to do is take the one thing that's right in front of you and give that 100% of your time, right? So I'm sitting here with you now. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to take my kids somewhere. I have a speech I'm giving on Wednesday. I have 4 different things I have to do after this, emails to return. But I'm sitting right in front of you. You're getting 100% of my time.
And thank you.
And
the
listeners thank me, of course. Sit down in the back, guys. Sit down in the back. I have to make you my priority. And then when I'm done, the next thing I go to, that has to be my priority. And then the next, and then the next. Because what multitasking is doing is just having us go back and forth with our attention in quick succession, and everything loses and everything fails. So the best way to deal with stress is to give the one thing that's right in front of you every ounce of your passion, so that when you are at home with your kids or your wife or your husband, or you're at work or you're on your email or you're on a conference call, everything is done to the best of your ability because you are managing it the best way.
Now, this next question I'm sure you asked a million times. Let's face it, no one's perfect and people slip up. How can a person get back on track? If let's say they're committed, they're going to get this book 30 days.
Yes.
Day 15 comes and they blew it and they went to a party. Oh, my gosh, forget it.
Yes.
It's not. How do you get them back on track?
You need to erase from your mind the following couple things. Monday, January 1st, first of the month, first of the year. Because those are the things that we say, that's when we'll restart again. Ugh, I'm 15 days in and I messed up. You know what? I'll start again next month. No, you'll start again tomorrow is what you're going to do. Or you'll start again at dinner tonight. Just because you take a step back doesn't mean you can't take another step forward. If you went to give a big presentation at work and you slipped up on a couple words or you left out an important point, would you quit? Would you be like, you know what, I'm handing in my resignation? No way. You come back to work tomorrow, you do it again. Well, why should your diet and your health be any different? If you take a step back and you falter or you drop the ball on something, I have no problem with that. But you better get back up and start tomorrow. Tomorrow is a fresh chance for you to do it all over again. But the minute you start saying, you know what, it's Thursday, I'll start again Monday. What? Monday? What happened to the next 4 days? Or January 1st or the first of the month? Those don't exist. You need to start again tomorrow. Nothing is more important than the way you take care of your body.
It's amazing. I love it. The analogy I use in the office is the baseball pitcher. There, you know, many, they'll give up a hit. Some will give up a home run.
You got to get right back on the mound.
You got to get back on the mound. Strike out the next hitter. You can't, you know, and there's some that just unravel, and then the manager knows he gave up a home run, forget it, just take him out of the game. He's going to let this thing unravel in a hurry.
Right.
But the real competitors are the ones that just know how to, like, kind of, you know.
That's why this is as much mental as it is physical.
Great
right?
point.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with work. It's the same thing with a baseball player. It's the same thing with a quarterback who gives up an interception when you're fourth and one and you're ready to, you got to come right back out next time you're up and you got to drive your team down into the end zone. You have to do it. You can't say, I'll wait till next Sunday. Next Sunday, I'll come back out again. That's not how life works.
We're speaking with Jenna Wolf, the author of Thinner in 30, Small Changes That Add Up to Big Weight Loss in Just 30 Days. Tonight's show is brought to you by Zellers, the most trusted and innovative brand in the health food industry. To find out more about what they could do for you, Zellers.com. We're going to take a short commercial break and then wrap up the show. Special edition here of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Our special guest in studio is Jenna Wolf, TV journalist and lifestyle fitness expert. And the author of this incredible book that we've been talking about in the entire show tonight, Thinner in 30, Small Changes That Add Up to Big Weight Loss in Just 30 Days. And tonight's show is brought to you by Zellers, the most trusted and innovative brand in the health food industry. To find out more about what they could do for your health, visit Zellers, Zahlers.com, Zellers.com. I'm joined here by, along with Perry Gutman, who's going to ask Jenna a number of questions based on Jenna's incredible lifetime of experience and in the health and fitness field. Perry?
Hi, Perry. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Yitzhak, and thank you, Jenna. We are so excited to meet with you today, as we believe we do share some values. At Advanced Nutrition by Zeller, our core value is to live life to its fullest. You know, if you'll notice on our like advertising campaigns and marketing projects, we have this like little slogan. It says, life is beautiful, because we really do believe so, and we want people to believe it, and we want people to aspire to it. I see that you are so passionate that we can all accomplish what we set our minds to do. You motivate so many people. Tell me, how do you drive people to reach their fullest potential?
So I mentioned this a little bit earlier, and I'll say it again because it's worth repeating. It's so valuable, right? The body we have, the life we live is so valuable. We get one shot to do right by it, right? You get one shot from the day you're born. You get one body to treat well, to move well, to feed well, to fuel well. I need people to understand, and I try to convince people that you never get a second chance at this. This isn't the first act of a five-act play. Like, this is the play. You are in the main performance of your life. And I try to get people to understand that they need to self-motivate, and they need to understand how important it is that the decisions you make now are what will affect you later on in life. And if you treat your body poorly now, I promise you it will come back to haunt you later on.
Nice.
Right?
Yes. Okay. As a fitness expert, and especially as a mom, how do you help educate your children and give them the tools to make healthy choices and eat balanced meals? You know, it's so tough today. Every silly grocery outing can turn into like a full-blown tantrum when you stand with your children in front of the, you know, register and there's so much junk there. How do you get them to want to purchase that, you know, bag of carrot sticks versus the Nash?
So your kids have to see what you eat, and they have to see the household and the food you bring into your household, and they have to see the kind of meals that you prepare, and it has to start at a very early age. If you're going to start at an early age by rewarding your child with gummy bears and you know, really unhealthy treats, then that is what they're going to be used to. You know, if you teach your child that dessert is blueberries and strawberries, then and dessert is not ice cream and cookies, then that's what they get used to. It doesn't mean they can't have that on occasion, but they will see whatever you do, and they like to do whatever you do. I have a 2-year-old and a 13-month-old now. I can make her the most unbelievable meal in the world, but whatever I sit down with, she wants what I'm eating. And when I eat poorly, she wants to eat that too. So we try to set an example. And I know it's a daily fight, but what they're going to eat at home is what they're going to want to end up asking for when they're at the checkout line.
So you're saying that you can actually get your child to want to eat something healthy versus, you know, craving those sugar snacks that they see all the time?
Look, I don't think you should deny your child. You know, you always had those friends in high school that never, ever had ever experienced what a box of sugared cereal is like. And they were a little bit crazy, right? Because they never had that before. Mm-hmm. So you want to mix it up a little bit and make sure you have a balanced household. They're children. So yes, on occasion, they're allowed to have treats. They're allowed to understand and experience sugar. But the main staple, it has to be health first, and then that is definitely a treat.
Okay, and now moving on to adults, because I see you work mainly with adults. How do you get an adult? I think that's tougher.
Of course it's tougher. Look, an adult has to understand, and you can try to make them understand that there is a direct cause and effect with what you put into your body. You know, you put a lot of sugar into your body, you're going to be hungry 20 minutes later, and you're going to want more of that stuff. You know, you put something healthier into your body, you'll see that you're fuller longer. And once you start losing weight and getting stronger and feeling better about yourself, you're going to want to keep doing that. So you have to figure out a way, and that's why I wrote this book. You have to figure out a way to make small changes in your life so it's not the hardest thing in the world. So you're not going from A to, you know, you're not doing a 190 degree turn every 5 seconds. So you're trying to overhaul your whole diet, your whole the whole basket of food that's coming into your household.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Now tell me, with so much information at our fingertips today, there's too much controversy going on regarding what's really healthy and what's not. For example, like alternative sugars and such. You know, people always call our Ask Dollar hotline, and they'll always be questioning what is a good choice to make over the other. And every product has a label today, and I find companies especially misleading. You know, if a company will have a fruit at the end of the ingredient of, you know, of a snack, and they'll be marketing it as contains fruit and antioxidants, and they want people to believe that it's full of that when really we know it's not.
Sure.
Not every, you know, company is as true and pure that, you know, what Wazala aims to do. We have, you know, everything that's on the bottle is actually in it. What is your approach to knowing who can we trust, what is really good for our body, and what's detrimental to our health?
So it's a tough question, but the truth is, if you're going to serve your kids and your family whole, fresh, real food, then you never have to worry about that. That means the main staple has to be protein and fruits and vegetables. And everything else after that can be grains and things that you cook and things that you, barley and quinoa, and things that you actually see, potatoes. When you start getting into trying to read labels with 1,500 ingredients on the back of a box to determine whether it's healthy or not, yeah, I have a chapter in my book that talks about trying to limit the number of ingredients in a food. Like, spend one day where, you know, you're only allowed to eat 3 foods that have more than 5 ingredients or something like that. You really want to keep all those ingredients down. So by forcing yourself to eat fresh, whole, real food, and I don't care if it's organic or not, I would rather you just, you know, eat a banana than go to the store and try to, you know, buy banana chips or something. So a lot of it is misleading. There are a ton of ingredients and things, but really try to keep to those whole foods and you won't have a problem.
Yes. Okay, that's great. I noticed in your new book, Thinner and 30, that you have some great mix-em-up meals with protein. At Zala, we offer like a full line of protein shakes. You know, just this morning, I tried like a cappuccino.
Nice.
Yeah, we have 5 different flavors, so I can afford to rotate.
Right.
Today, I did just like ice and blueberries. You know, what? I need some new ideas. What are your favorite ones so we can incorporate more protein of this, you know, good whey protein shake into our daily diet.
So you mean what are good like shake ideas?
Yeah.
But so you're onto something great. Protein is so key and important. It helps fills you up. It helps fuels you, builds muscle. Protein is really great. A lot of us don't have time to eat, you know, to get their protein from food. So we the next best thing is to get protein from shakes. And there are so many. There are a million different ideas out there of what you can do. I'm a big fan of almond butter and blueberries in the morning. I take two handfuls of spinach and I'll throw it into a shake with a little bit of yogurt, a little bit of peanut butter, some blueberries and some protein powder. I'll take out the protein powder and give half to my kid. I'll put protein powder in and finish the rest for myself. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter so much what you're putting in. I say put in as many fruits and vegetables as you can, mix and match, and have fun with your palate. I mean,
hiding good stuff in there is great.
Hide the good stuff in there. I don't care if you have to trick your kids. Do what you have to do. Get it in there. They won't taste the spinach or the kale. They'll like the fact that it's purple and green, and you can have fun with it.
Okay. That sounds great.
Perry, how could the listeners find out more about Zahler's?
We have our website, you know, as you said before, www.zahler's.com, and we have a great, amazing hotline where myself and our team of nutritionists are there to help people, you know, live a better life, a healthier life. Our phone number is 877-ASK-ZAHLER, and we have also on our website where people can send in, like, questions. They just press the button, Ask Zahler, and they email us, you know, what is exactly that they'd like to know.
Amazing. Special thank you to tonight's sponsor, Zahler's, the most trusted and innovative brand in the health and food industry. To find out more about them, again, Zahler's.com, Zahler's.com. As we approach the close, a special thank you to Jenna Wolf. Really incredible show. In case you missed it, the podcast will be up in a couple of days. Wow, I don't even know where to begin. But the strongest takeaway that I enjoyed is the fact that you could really lose weight and get to a healthy lifestyle by maintaining your regular regimen, your regular schedule. If it sounds too good to be true, first of all, buy her book, Thinner in 30, Small Changes That Add Up to Big Weight Loss in Just 30 Days. Number two, if you want to win it for free, one lucky winner is going to win it for free. All you have to do is send a text, 66866. Put one word, bottom line, one word, 66866, send a text, and one lucky winner, we will announce that on our social media feed, will win that book. But in case you didn't, well, unfortunately, but fortunately for Jenna, go buy the book. Again, they can get it by going to your website.
JennaWolfe.com, JennaWolfe.
Well, stay tuned next for the John Batchelor Show coming up on 77 WABC, and tune in again next Sunday night for another special edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.